This is Jean Pohl. Recently, I read an article in the current Reader's Digest entitled, We're Up to Deuteronomy. First off, the title intrigued me, and then the content impressed me. The author of the article, Joseph Shalit, describes how he introduced the Bible to his youngsters during the dinner hour. Not so much as a theological experience, but as an expression of our cultural background. For some, Bible reading may sound very old-fashioned. To others, perhaps an intimate, personal matter. So I've invited Mr. Shalit as my guest today to explain his reasons for bringing the Bible to the dinner table. Mr. Shalit, what prompted you to suggest reading the Bible at the dinner table?
Well, I think perhaps this idea had been vaguely in my mind for some time, but it was brought into focus when my son asked me about an expression that he had encountered in his general reading about a woman who was as stiff as Lot's wife, and he asked me what that meant. So I told him a story about Lot and his wife escaping from the destruction of Sodom, and that she had been turned into a pillar of salt because she ignored God's command not to look back. Then I asked him a rather surprised question, haven't you learned this in Sunday school? And he told me no, they hadn't learned that. And many other Bible stories I was familiar with were not brought up in Sunday school. So then I questioned him a little further, and I found that Sunday school, of course, is only an hour a week, and that a good part of that hour is spent on social discussions or maybe some theological fine points. But the Bible story with which I'd grown up had only a passing reference and took only a small part of their education, and I realized suddenly that these children, my two children, were going to grow up and would know very little about the Bible.
And you started reading, was it a chapter at dinner every day?
Yes, so then I brought the Bible down to dinner table and said I would read a chapter a day. My wife immediately warmed to the idea because of her strong feeling for the literary qualities of the Bible.
Mr. Shalit, how did your youngsters react to it at first?
I've got to confess they were very cold to it. They were resigned and obedient, but far from enthusiastic. They assumed that parents were always coming up with ideas like this that are good for them, but bound to be very boring and unpleasant.
Are they enjoying it now that you're up to Deuteronomy?
Yes, they're enjoying it very much now. In fact, occasionally if I think they've been badly behaved, I will just punish them by not having the Bible at that dinner reading. I said, you don't deserve it. And then they both look at each other and they feel, well, that I've really expressed my disapproval.
You have two youngsters. What is your work, Mr. Shalit? Do you have a theological background?
Well, my main occupation is as editor of an employee publication for the Pennsylvania Railroad Company. My whole background has been in writing.
Well, when you started these Bible reading sessions at the dinner table, weren't you taking a chance that your youngsters might ask you some rather challenging questions as a layman?
Yes, I realized I had the risk there. I knew perhaps a little bit about the Bible from previous study, although being far from an authority, and as I reread it, I found many things I'd completely forgotten. Or perhaps, having read at the time I thought I understood them, I suddenly got a new conception of the meaning of it. So, in summary, I must say this has been more educational for me than for them.
How would you evaluate the benefits they've derived?
Well, I think one thing they've gotten is a conception, a picture of this long continuity of our culture. Things that they're familiar with. When I keep stressing now, picture this is a primitive people living approximately 1,000 years before Christ, speaking of the Old Testament. And that's that far back in that primitive era surrounded by idolatrous tribes. Here was their leaders like Moses and others trying to lead them out of savagery into civilized society, which is comparable to what we have today. And I try to give them the thrill of the sort of the anthropological aspect of it, the thrill of following this story of people becoming civilized by great teachers.
Thank you, Joseph Shalit, for sharing your family's Bible reading experience with us. This is Jean Pohl.